Hello. Come on in, everybody. How are we doing today? You pull up the chat. Let me know that you can hear me and see my beautiful little graphic here. Where are my people at? Where are my coaches at? Y'all raise your hands. It's not just going to be me today, y'all. Good morning. Good morning, Jean and Molly. Oh, you're coming from the Christmas fairs today. They got food there too, don't they, Jean? Cindy's from Little Rock. Amazing. Okay. So here we go. Here's my people. Don't forget, y'all, to change your chat to everyone, okay, so we can see you. I noticed some of y'all still have a host and panelists. Actually, I will change mine too while I'm thinking about it. And then let me bring up the amazing Coach Heather. Hold on. You know how it bounces around? Okay. Go. And I know I need to turn on the captioning as well. Here comes Heather. There she is, looking all summery and warm from Florida.
I mean, I'm not trying to brag, but it's like 83 degrees out today, I think, still.
Okay. And then we got Coach Shannon. She's probably in a much cooler climate. She's up in New Hampshire. There she is.
Hello.
All right. This is so fun, y'all. I love doing this all together.
Okay. We are like the glasses posse.
We got the glasses. Yesenia doesn't wear glasses, does she? No. She's the odd man out.
I do wear contact. I have a new pair of glasses coming, though, so I'm excited about that.
Fun, fun, fun. All right, y'all. Let's get going. So, y'all like my graphic? I mean, come on.
It's just epic. It's super
epic. With a little red stuff in between so you can see.
I like it.
So, we are here today to help y'all lose weight in December. So the coaches got, oh, hold a minute, trends, captions. Sorry. Let's see. Okay. Show captions. That's all I need to do, right?
Yeah. I think they're automatically on. If anybody wants to see their own captions, they can click the captions button.
Okay. And y'all help each other in the chat over there. If you need help seeing the captions, but I love that we have that option now. So just, you know, as the coaches, as we were meeting the other day, we were really just talking about, okay, we've been hearing some, oh, I'm just going to wait till January, you know, and kick the year off right and all that kind of stuff. And y'all, we got a whole nother 27, 28 days here in December that we could lose some weight and really collect some wins before the first of the year leading up to our. Have y'all heard about our January 1st workshop? I don't know if y'all know, January 1st is on a Sunday, which is pretty handy for 2023. And so we are going to be doing how to lose weight in 2023 on Sunday, January 1st. But leading up to that, we really wanted to figure out ways to help you all collect some wins and really keep the weight loss going if that's what you're wanting to do, or just maintaining during December if that's what you're wanting to do, or maybe just gain a little bit less in December if that's what you want to do. Just to do December a little bit differently than you've done in the past. So that is why we're here, to help you all lose weight in December or just meet some goals or collect some. It should be how to collect some wins in December, really, is what this call is all about. And we came up with, do y'all know who came up with it? I was wondering this. Who really just came up with eat a little less?
I think it was Yesenia.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I came up with a wording, and then Lisa was the one who had the hashtag idea, turned it into a hashtag, which I thought was great. So
yes.
I love it when the team of coaches comes together and we come up with something great.
We are like a brainstorming machine when we just kind of come together and we just make it fun. And we came up with, we came up with the eat a little less hashtag. And just to keep it really simple, I know kind of my contribute, or, you know, one of my contributions, I always talk about how a really big power thought for me was always, I'm just going to do it a little bit different. I just got to do something different, because what I've been doing hasn't been working. And so just kind of built all of that. And it's like, what is just a little something different than you can do?
You know what I'm thinking too, Betsy, is like how many of us in the past have like done December and done it with like a Last Supper sort of mentality, or like, it's too hard to lose weight, there's too many things going on. I mean, now that we're all here, like what better time to just create some little wins throughout the month, like the last 30 days of the year, create like a few little wins to end off the year and just feel proud of yourself. You don't have to do anything big and crazy, just little wins, just eat a little less this last
year. You can still come to all, go to all the parties, right? You can still go to the family gatherings. We're not talking. I was talking to MJ about this early this week, and she was like, you need to tell them it ain't about no can'ts. It's not like, oh, okay, I'm going to do something different in December. I can't, you know, I can't go to the Christmas markets today. I can't go to the parades. I can't.
Or for those of us who like to enjoy the glass of wine, it's like just hashtag drink a little less, like just leave a little behind too. Yeah.
Here, I'll write down drink a little less. Yeah. So that's really what we're talking about today. Shannon, Heather, y'all got anything to kick us off with?
I was going to say, you could totally change that to how to win in December.
Yes. Like, yes. Just like, I'm just going to like add things. AKA wins right here. That's all we're talking about. And for some of y'all, it may not be losing weight. And I think that's important to point out, where it's like, I mean, you know, if you're in maintenance, it may be about maintaining weight, but it may just be like doing it a little bit different, where you're not, we were talking about like, you're not just in a hole in December. You're kind of maybe just like on level ground in, you know, in January.
Do you guys think you can lose weight just eating a little less? Because I feel like a lot, like a common pitfall is that people think that's just not good enough and it's not going to affect the scale.
What
do you guys think?
I mean, it's, I had to prove it to myself that, you know, leaving those few bites was key. But for me, like, I'm going to give you guys my number one tip. And this is for anybody on the call or who's listening later on the podcast. If you feel like when you hear eat a little less, it feels like, oh, someone's telling me what to do. I don't want to do it. You know, like, I like my food, and you get like rebellious. Here's a way to flip the script using thought work. So start thinking about urges to overeat, meaning eat when you're not hungry or eat past enough, as old conditioning that's stealing your dream. And when you hear those urges just to keep going, like, it won't matter, like, it's just another bite, that you agreeing with that is kind of like, you know, in slang, you ever hear like, don't be a lemming? Like, don't be naive. Don't be so willing to agree with something that actually takes your dream away from you. Mm-hmm. So use your rebellious nature against it and be like, no, like, I'm not going to do that. Like, I get to have what I want.
Yeah.
But there's a definite line between eating to enough and then stealing my own dream from myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Someone in the comments said, like, eating a little more definitely isn't working.
And someone said, I was really honest and was like, no, I don't think it's enough, but I'm willing to try. Yeah. And like, let's just start there, y'all. Like, with just like, let's suspend, you know, disbelief. Like, let's just go into just like, let's just try something new. It may sound crazy. You may not think it's enough.
Yeah.
But what maybe what you're doing right now isn't working. You know that.
What for sure doesn't work either is trying to do too much and setting these lofty goals and saying, like, I'm going to do this and this and this. And like, it's just not doable. And so you don't do it. Mm-hmm. And then you have like a net change of zero when we're trying to just do too much and it's not doable, versus like eat a little less and that's doable. And that will create a net change over the next 30 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somehow we think that's better to like try to do all these different things and slash portions or stop eating this and stop eating that. Like, but then you're not doing it.
Yeah. It's like the error about like doing more creates more results, when usually it's subtracting things that are getting in the way, that are, is in the way of you getting results. So see what you can remove. Like there, that actually, I'm going to take this opportunity to give my second tip, if you don't mind.
Love it.
So here's about subtracting. So if you are also of the mindset, like, think about this. Every eating opportunity that you give yourself is going to require you to manage your impulse control around overeating. And this is why for me, I did the same thing with drinking. Like trying to manage my drinking was just exhausting me mentally because I always wanted more than what I planned. And so drinking was one thing that I could just say, you know what? It's just easier for me not to drink. And so you can play off this idea with your food if you're willing to consider not being a snacker. So think about this. If you're snacking twice a day, plus you're eating three meals, that's six times a day that you've got to manage your impulse control. You can decrease the amount of eating opportunities to three. You'll probably be more successful because you're not being challenged as often.
And that's just like one of those little things, right? That we're going to be talking about. I mean, we're going to be giving y'all so many little things where it's like, is it just maybe cutting out a snack? Or is it just maybe like really asking yourself in the moment, am I really hungry for this? You can keep it on the plan at first if you want to, but it's really just pausing, like a little bitty pause before you just dive in just because it's snack time.
Yeah, I have a piggyback on that that I saw that I thought was amazing. It was like 5 minutes of saying no in the grocery store when we're deciding what we're going to buy for the month or the week or whatever is equals a whole week of saying no to yourself at home. So it was like 5 minutes of like,
that's so good.
I'm not going to pick out those, you know, I'm not going to buy all that stuff equals a whole week of not having to do that at home. So I love that.
That's a great example of like less is more, mm-hmm. right? Like if just these little small decisions can like just multiply and like just make it so big because you're making those small decisions like when it's important in the moment. Mm-hmm. It's really important. So, okay, before we kind of get into the tips, let's just talk real quick about, I mean, Heather, you've already done some amazing kind of, I love it. I love it. Like kind of some thought, you know, like some thoughts for people to kind of consider. And so I kind of wanted to start with thoughts in terms of like, okay, what do we want to tell ourselves? And we want, you know, all these amazing ladies on here and anybody's going to listen. What do we want them to be kind of telling themselves or what could they tell themselves to do something a little bit different, to eat a little less, drink a little less, collect a few wins this month? So what are some things that they could tell themselves to help them do something a little different this month? I got a few ideas.
Go ahead.
Well, we talked about a few of them already, but it's this whole thing of like, you know, maybe you might hear like, oh, okay, well then I just shouldn't, you know, go to that party, or I just, you know, should like totally overhaul my food this month, or I should, you know, totally change up the family get together, you know, on Christmas Day or something like that. And it's like reminding yourself, okay, I can still participate in everything. What's a smaller thing? What's just like a little thing that maybe I won't miss? You know, like at one of these family get-togethers, like, I mean, y'all, it's like when you think of something, make it even smaller. Mm-hmm. That's almost kind of what I want y'all to do, where it's like, okay, we're not talking about like no pie at the party. We're talking about like one less bite of pie or, you know,
a slightly smaller piece,
stuff like that. Let's see. I talk a lot with my private clients about like the middle ground or the gray area, because a lot of us, again, kind of this can't stuff is like that's on one, you know, one end of the spectrum, right? Like I can't do this. I got to cut out everything. And then the other end is, I'll just quit, you know, until January. But y'all, there's so much room in between, like the middle ground, the, you know, slightly smaller piece of pie is it here in the middle somewhere. And the, you know, like just one less latte, you know, a week is in there. And we're going to give y'all all those tips in a minute, but like, what is the middle ground? What does the gray area look like? That's what I'd say. I mean, you know, weight loss always happens in the gray. It doesn't happen over here in the extremes. And so what could that look like for y'all?
Yeah. I love the phrase that goes along with that, that comes to mind for me is winning the moment you're in. Like, how can I make this moment a win for me? I think so many of us, we learn thought work and then we spend a lot of time thinking about weight loss. But the truth is, weight loss happens in the present moment where you make a choice and a decision. So if you can make a decision in that moment to win it just slightly better than you've been, you're winning the moment you're in. And that's active weight loss.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. What else for y'all in terms of just, you know, thoughts?
I've been thinking about this idea of like deciding, like, I'm just going to decide. So I had this whole thing, like decide to do something different in December. It was like quadruple D's. And it's like, who do I want to be on December 31st? What does she look like? What does she feel like? You know, what has she been practicing like all month, every day? Like you're waking up asking yourself that. And I think that just sets the intention of like that every day matters. This moment matters. Like we often set like this 90-day, the 6-month goal, the year goal. We can set this, what do we have left now? Maybe 29 days or something like that. I don't even know. But like, yeah. And we can set today's goal. Like, what am I deciding to do today that will help me get to the end of the day and feel really good?
Yeah. I also like to remind myself, like, I think by default, we tend to, like, when we're eating something or we're done eating something, we tend to default to like, oh, I want a little more. That was really good. Maybe another bite, blah, blah, blah. Like, maybe I'll go get some more. But if you could just be like a little intentional, like, and be aware of that, and instead practice feeling very satisfied, like, oh, that was like the perfect amount. That was like a great amount to have. That was so satisfying. And now I'm done. Like, little thoughts like that about your food also are very important. Like practicing that like mental satisfaction with like how much you had.
Ooh, I love that. Like, it's kind of like, you know, the sexy talk, right? Like talking about our food and like what we've eaten is like, oh my gosh, that was amazing. It was, you know, so satisfying. Like, how amazing is it that I can still eat this stuff and, you know, and lose weight, and like, and my body feels amazing. I don't feel overstuffed. It's like giving, because we're real good at that sexy talk of like, you know, eating more and more and more, but like, let's make eating to enough like sexy.
Yeah. You know? The girls and I love going to Chick-fil-A every week. And lately we've been like they've been wanting a brownie, but instead of like each of us getting a brownie, we'll like share a brownie and we'll cut it into 3 pieces. And I've just been thinking like, oh, this is such a great amount, because I'm still like enjoying a brownie, but it's not too much. It's not gonna like we don't all need like our own brownie. Like this amount is actually like really great. I'm still like getting a lot of enjoyment out of this portion of brownie.
Love that. I love that specific example. Cause yeah, it's like, I mean, I love those cookies at Chick-fil-A, like the chocolate chip cookies. Yeah. I don't know, something about them. I think they got a little bit of oatmeal or something in them that makes them so like good and chewy. But it's like, yeah, a third of it would be amazing.
Yeah. So if you like shared it with somebody, that's great.
Or just cut it in half maybe.
Yeah. You know? And that's eat a little less. Yeah.
That's a great example of eating a little less. Okay. Well, let's get into what, you know, I saw somebody say their pen is already on fire taking notes and stuff. And I am definitely going to be taking notes. I'm going to be writing up the call after this. And so I'm going to list as many of the tips and tricks that we talk about today in the write-up as well, just so everybody will have a good a good list, but also, you know, we'll be keeping the chat so y'all can read all through that. Because I know there's been some great tips in the chat as well. So yeah, let's just get started. And actually y'all, I didn't even like let y'all introduce yourselves. I just realized that. And like, I've been around so long that I just got excited today, but I've been around so long, I just assume everybody knows everybody. So let's introduce ourselves real quick. And maybe we'll start with like our first tip, our first like eat a little less tip when we introduce ourselves. And then we'll just kind of keep going around and just kind of keep chiming in. And I've also got a bunch of the Eat a Little Less Facebook posts that have been already been put up in the Facebook group. And there's a million ideas in there as well. So yeah, we're just gonna do a bunch of ideas today for the call. So I am Coach Betsy. I have been around forever. I'm a coach here at NoBS. I focus mainly on the private coaching program, but I get to do fun calls like this for the whole membership sometimes too. I've lost 70 pounds with NoBS, and I love to say that I lost weight twice with NoBS. You know, regains happen. And I started in OBS back in 2006, 2007, and I lost about 50 pounds. And then I gained most of it back when I went through a big breakup. This is really kind of before all we incorporated all the thought work into OBS. And so I lost my weight for the last time back in 2015. So I've been maintaining it since then. So Yesenia, why don't you go next?
Sure. I'm Coach Yesenia. I've lost 25 pounds and I've been an OBS coach for a couple years now. I'm a single mom and I was struggling a lot with like PCOS and nighttime eating and grab assing and just kind of like eating all the time. And I would like lose 25, 30 pounds and regain it. And I did that several times before I stumbled onto Corinne and I was like, oh my gosh, this is what I've been missing. So I've loved it. Like it's helped me so much with like my eating and my weight loss, but also with like just how I manage my day to day and like taking care of myself, like being a single mom, like it's helped me in so many ways. So I'm just like so happy to be here.
Yes. What's your tip? I forgot to give my first tip, but you go.
I love the idea of using the habit tracker, like using the extra box, like use it this month to track the eat a little less things that you're doing. Like if you left two bites or you left a little bit of your drink behind, or you did a slightly smaller piece of pie, like use that to like track those wins and see them add up this month.
All right, Shannon, why don't you go next?
All right. I'm Shannon and I've lost 25 pounds with an OBS and I've maintained it for 3 years. About a few months ago, I had a great coach right here tell me to just lean into maintenance. And so I did finally, because I had been like, you know, wrestling with that. And once I leaned in and really made a decision, I have now lost 2 more pounds and I have decided on my next goal. And all the eat a little less and all of that is just, it's just a different mindset. It's like, this matters, right? This one decision matters. This little bite matters. This, my little thing right now is just, I'm doing just a little bit less creamer in my coffee. And I'm like, I can't even tell the difference. So I'm pretty sure I can up-level that again in a week or so. And I just say, make it so easy that your brain doesn't even know what's happening. Mm-hmm. Kind of my new motto.
So true.
Yes.
All right. Hi, everybody. I'm Heather. I'm Coach Heather. I've been a coach since March of 2021. So about a year and a half. I found Corinne when I went through life coach school training and I was already at weight coaching for a few years prior to that. I had been diagnosed with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease and pre-diabetes. And I felt really broken around food. My doctor recommended that I take a no flour, no sugar kind of keto-ish approach to heal those conditions. And I was able to finally lose 20 pounds, reverse all of those things, and quit drinking with thought work. And by the time I found Corinne, I knew like I had finally found like a community where I could bring my situation, which was maybe atypical, maybe not, but also learn to, once I had healed, I had to learn how to eat these foods that I thought were hurting me, you know, and I had to learn how to eat them in a way that felt like doable and that I felt in control around. So I've spent the past year and a half really learning how to plan and normalize all those foods and be able to maintain my weight. My next step is to finally get to that goal weight that I've been thinking about for a long time. So that's what I'm actively doing right now.
I think it might be good. I know we just always get these questions about like what our goal weights are or what our weight ranges are. And so I'll just give mine is 145 to 155. And I've been maintaining that for a long time now. I'm kind of at the higher end. I'm at right around 155. I've been there for the last few months. And so I will get back to the middle of my range, which is kind of where I prefer to be most of the time, but there's a reason I have a range. And so I'm not too worried about it. So it's just a matter of probably, eating just a little bit less. but it's not a like, okay, I'm back in weight loss mode. It's like, okay, you know, I'm just going to make a few small changes and it's no big deal. So what about y'all? Kind of what are your goals or your ranges, your weight range?
Yeah, something on that line, Betsy, that Christy said a couple calls ago was like, we're just cleaning up our habits, right? Once you're kind of in maintenance, you're just cleaning up your habits every now and then. Like the old habits just start to creep back in a little bit sometimes. We just need to clean them up.
Yeah.
And for me, my range is 148 to 153, but I have not seen the low end yet. So that's what I'm working toward.
Good one of y'all?
I'll go next. And someone was asking how tall we are too. I'm 5'1", so I'm a shorty. and I am currently at like 152 pounds and I'm working on like losing the last like 5 or so pounds and moving into my maintenance range. I want to be like in the 140s, probably like the mid 140s. And I'm probably going to do like a 5 pound maintenance range. I'm not sure exactly what it'll be yet because I also like to work out and lift weights and stuff like that. So I feel like you could be like, you could have 5 different people at the same number and they would all look different depending. But definitely the 140s, like the mid 140s. So I'm like losing the last few pounds, just cleaning up those last little things.
Okay. So I think my goal weight is going to be right around 155, but somebody just asked, how do you know when you're in maintenance? And maybe the other coaches can speak to this, but I think for me, it's like checking that the weight on the scale matches my habits around food of who I want to be. So if there are still some things I'm doing that I don't really like how I'm showing up with my food decisions, then there's probably more work to do. And I'll see where the scale settles after I do that work first.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I'm right there with you where it's like, it's kind of the meeting of like your lifestyle and how you want to live your life. And like, you know, I love to travel. I love to, you know, eat out. I love to cook with my husband, all that kind of stuff. It's like the kind of meeting that with like how I want my body to feel and things like that. And so it's just like, you just find that if you just stay curious and you stay open and, you know, you don't follow any kind of external rules or anything like that, you really can find what works for you. But it is it's often a different number just depending on who you are and all that kind of stuff. So,
all right. So you're still labeled as Corinne. Somebody's saying, who's Corinne?
Oh,
that's not Corinne.
Let me change my name. Okay. So, well, let's just kind of keep going around. If y'all want to just kind of talking about more, just eat a little less tips. Let's just get into it. And then I'll change my name.
Okay. Right, I have another one.
Okay. What'd you say, Shannon?
I want to do a show and tell.
Oh,
this was on Facebook and I printed it. Can y'all see this?
Yeah.
Something got goals.
Bitch
got goals.
And, one of my favorite tricks for eating less is like sticky notes, like everywhere, like on your refrigerator, on your pantry, on the food that, you know, you want to reach for. And I just love this as an example of that. This was from Annie Smith on the, on Facebook.
And she's here.
She is here.
Yeah.
You're famous now. So, and I love what she said too. I tried to print it out, but it printed wrong. But basically she said, I'm not going to eff it eat or whine about how it tastes so good, because I got the reminder right there on the box. So, that was a great tip.
Love it. That mousse crunch is very tempting.
Dark
so we need all the help we can get.
Yeah.
Yes. So my tip is I try to work with most things. I try to use thought work. So I was doing some research on this, and research shows that, and we do this with the Fuck It Foods worksheet, if you guys ever want to play with this, that food tastes the best in the first few bites. And then your taste of it literally decreases with each bite. So I try to, when I know I'm really looking forward to food, I want to eat the best bites first and know that, like, if there's something else I want to save bites for those things too. So like, I think about my stomach like really valuable real estate, and there's only so many things that can fit in there. So I only want the first bites of the best stuff. So it's kind of like a little bit of a food snob attitude, maybe. Works for me.
I mean, it's like, but isn't it fascinating? We think it's snobby, right? When it's like, we want what we want and we right. don't have to, you know, that's not snobby, right? That's like really just owning what we want and owning yeah. our decisions.
Giving yourself a lush life experience with food. Like, why not? I think about like the French approach to food with that. Like, if you've ever been to the French restaurant and the portions come and you're like, wait, where's the food? Like, we're always going to think that. But like, they're really onto something. When you have a smaller amount, you're like, oh, every single bite is going to be delicious. And so I want to bring definite physical hunger to that opportunity so I get the most from each bite.
Yes. And I love what you, you said this before, Heather, in terms of like being the bouncer of your stomach, right? You know, we're kind of, you know, what is worthy of crossing that velvet rope of your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And like, for me, it ain't, you know, the popcorn and the, even though I did have some of that last weekend at Thanksgiving, I did owning that, but it's like, you know, it may not be the popcorn in the tin, you know, in the Christmas tin, it, you know, or whatever it is, right. Or it may not be like just grab assing. I know somebody was talking about grab assing Tootsie Rolls from the bowl at work. Right.
Right.
Is that worthy today? It may be.
Yeah. But here's a tip off that too. It's like, if you have a couple bites of something and like, say the popcorn is stale, like I spit it out. I'm like, I'm not saving, like, that's not going to take up room in my stomach if it sucks. Like, I am not eating it. So give yourself permission to not eat if the first bite isn't delightful.
Yeah. Be picky. Like you said, Yesenia, be picky. Mm-hmm.
Damn, one day I really broke grab assing. Was like I had started working the practice in, but I would still put something in my mouth and I'd be like, ugh. So I'd go spit it out. Like, it was so, you know, like kind of crass, I guess, but I was like, it worked because it was like, oh yeah, I didn't really mean to put that in my mouth.
But once again, right? Like, it's not crass, right? It's like you deciding you don't want something and you can spit it out.
And that's you changing the habit. Yeah.
That is
what it took to break it.
Yes. Yes. So, I mean, nothing has to go down your, you know, esophagus without your permission. Okay. Let's move on from that. Let's see. I got a list here, y'all. Like, the first one, it sounds kind of like duh. But I think it is, I think it's like, it can be a game changer for somebody. Buy less food. Like, literally, I think maybe Corinne was talking about this the other day on the call, where it's like, you go to the store and, you know, some of us have a list when we go to the store, but some of us don't, or some of us are like, well, I'll just add this in, you know, like I want this or whatever. But it's like, and I know somebody was talking about pies at Thanksgiving, where it's like, I mean, there were literally like 6 or 7 pies at Thanksgiving. And it's like, how about we just give ourselves like fewer choices to choose from and just simplify some things and like really get what you want and not all this extra crap. And so just, I mean, and you know, saving money is a, you know, is a bonus.
Yeah.
And so just buying less food, like really committing to shopping from a list. Yeah. I know I've worked with that, like with my shopping in terms of like clothes shopping and things like that, where you're like really intentional about like, this is all I'm buying and this is it. And so, just buying less food.
Yeah.
So
what else? Yeah, like if you like cookies or chips or something, just pick like one bag for the week, or instead of like 3 or 4 different kinds. And then again, like Shannon said, not later on, you're struggling with like trying not to eat it all.
Yeah. I worked 6 months to break a chip habit, and then my kids all moved out and I stopped buying chips just because I kind of forgot. And then I'm like, one day I was just like, oh my gosh, I haven't been eating chips. So crazy.
Yeah. You give yourself less to choose from. I mean, you know, you just don't eat it. Someone said, I think this might be an interesting thing. Someone said, because I think maybe Corinne talked about this on a coaching call, where she was saying throwing out food is either saving you money or it's not wasting money. And I think we still have some people kind of confused about that. And it's like, I mean, I go back to that whole concept of sunk cost, where it's like the money is spent. You're not going to go back and take the, you know, the open bag of chips back to the store. And so you can, you know, You can throw it away in your body or you can throw it away in the trash. Do any of y'all have anything to kind of add to that?
Yeah, I think it's like, it's a metaphor also for like when you don't follow your plan. When you don't follow your plan, you have a missed opportunity to have made your plan more doable. So you want to look at that. It's the same with leftover food. Why do you have leftover food? You're overbuying, possibly, or you're thinking you're going to eat some bullshit diet food that maybe you don't actually want. So look at the food that's left over and use it as a way to start planning differently so that you can adjust your shopping and your eating expectations for that food.
Yeah. One thing that I'll also do, even with the stuff that I do like it's my favorite bag of chips or some really good cookies, like I'll throw away the last little bit. Like that's a way to eat a little less. Like I've had enough. I've had a plenty. Like I can just throw away the last little bit of the bag or the last couple cookies. And like, that feels like a win to me.
Mm-hmm. And it's the same in the restaurant too. Mm-hmm. I hear a lot of my private clients say, but I paid for this food. I don't want to throw it away. Like it was so expensive and, you know, we're on a budget. And I'm saying, okay, but the food that goes down your throat, that's not the whole value of the bill that you paid. You paid for the entire ambiance of the experience. You know, the wait staff, the bartenders, the cooks, the chefs, the lighting, the air conditioning, the heating, whatever it is, like the whole thing is representative of your tab.
Yeah.
So food is just one small part of it. And when you start to focus on the full experience and pleasure of going out to eat and focusing on the connection with your family, that's where you get your value from. And then the food means less.
Yeah. And they're not going to give you money back for overeating and cleaning your plate. Like you've already spent the money. Exactly. They're gonna be like, oh, good job, Heather. Here's like $20 back. Like, no.
Yeah. Best eater award.
That's a great example of this, like eat a little less, where it's like literally like we've all been there sitting there at a restaurant, like the food, the plate is still in front of us. And it's like, oh, I'll just have this last bite and just finish it off. And that's the one little bitty tiny decision you can make where it's like, no, I'm going to. And what do y'all do? I mean, I put my napkin over my plate. Yeah. I know MJ like pours a little bit of water on her plate. Yeah.
And if you keep eating, it's like Heather said, like you've paid with money and now you've paid with your goals and dreams too.
Yes.
Like now you're paying extra.
Yeah. You're paying.
I also learned that I could take pretty much one Mexican meal. It used to be two and now it's three different meals. And I got to where like, I would think that's not enough to take home. But then I thought I'll take that home. And it was enough because I was starting to eat a little less. And it was like, that's enough for a whole meal right there.
Yeah. So I save a lot of money by doing that with the girls. We'll just share something. It's like plenty. Mm-hmm. Like I don't need to order three different things for us.
That was actually another idea. Another little tip was, because I have a private client who she and her husband like to go out to eat. And like the other day, this was kind of her different thing that she did was like she shared a meal with her husband and like they had never done that before. In the past, they were like, no, I'm getting my own meal. But they just decided to try it and see. Yeah. I mean, you can always order something more if you're not hungry at the end of the meal or something like that. And of course, it was plenty. And that's usually what you find, but like, yeah, could that be something, the little different something that you do that maybe you've never shared a meal with somebody?
Yeah.
But you could do that. Sometimes.
Yeah. You can have a conversation ahead of time. Stu and I talked about this and we're like, all right, if we want an appetizer, that's fine. We'll share the meal. Mm-hmm. If we want to have a dessert, we'll share the meal and we'll share the dessert.
Yeah,
you know, we kind of like make these rules ahead of time because it's easy to just be like, oh, that looks good. This looks good, you know, but when you have that kind of accountability with the people you eat with out, it just helps you follow the plan, just like writing a plan, a doable plan every day.
Yeah, that reminds me of a dessert. Like I was out with a few friends, my book club group, and we eat out every month. And we were looking at dessert. We were at this really great restaurant. We were looking at desserts and like none of the desserts just sounded like amazing. And so my like eat a little less, my like little small action was like, okay, I'm not going to get my own dessert. I'm just going to like, I'm going to see what they get. And if I want a bite, you know, we were all open to sharing. If I want a bite, I'll have it. But I knew that I would eat more if I got my very own dessert. And actually I'd already planned, you know, and this is something that a lot of us do where it's like, I'm going to have wine, or I'm going to have dessert, or I'm going to have a drink, or I'm going to have dessert. Mm-hmm. You know, that rule works for a lot of people. And so I'd already kind of instituted that rule. And so it's like, yeah, so I had a bite of someone's creme brulee and it was great, but I didn't want a whole dessert of that anyway, because it's not my favorite, but I didn't like say like no dessert, you know? So that was one of those little small decisions. What else y'all got?
Someone said, I just put one less tablespoon of creamer in my coffee. I love that.
Thank you, Shannon.
Yes. Someone said, I chew gum while preparing meals to help with the grab. I think that's a great idea.
Let's see. I've got, you know, a lot of y'all have talked about leaving bites behind. A lot of the members using the hashtag have talked about leaving bites behind. Something I've been working on with my oatmeal in the morning. I mean, I always leave one bite behind. I have that habit and I always do that. But I've really just started paying attention to like when I'm at enough with my oatmeal, and like it's measured out the same, you know, every time I eat it. And so I really kind of challenge my brain to be like, okay, we can leave a bite behind, but could we stop now? You know, could we leave just a little bit more behind maybe? And I did that this morning and like, I'm fine. And so it's really kind of like challenging maybe something that you've always done and you thought like, no, this is enough for me, but maybe it's not, and kind of revisiting some of that. Can any of y'all think of something like that with y'all that you've worked on?
Well, I think some of my clients have like they want to have reassurance, like, how do I know exactly when I'm at enough? And what I say to them is, what if it's true that you always know? It's just that when you guess on yourself and question, you block your wisdom. What's the worst that can happen? You eat a little bit less and you get hungry within an hour. Well, if you do that, you know the very low end of enough, and you've created like more certainty. Yeah. You just got to tell yourself that you are that which you want to be. I am someone who doesn't overeat, and I'm always looking for little ways to eat a little bit less and stay really satisfied.
Yeah. And it's not like this bullseye you have to hit, right? As long as you're kind of like, you know, you're shooting a target and like you're landing within like those inner few rings, like that's great, right? Like that's like you said, like giving you that experience so you can have that certainty. It's like a lot of us think, oh, it's like this I have to stop at this exact bite. Like, no, if you're within a couple of bites, 2-3 bites, like that, you're going to lose a lot of weight that way.
And it's kind of like Shannon, like you were saying, like making a decision that is so empowering to, you know, for us to just make decisions and, you know, and own them and, you know, learn from them and all that kind of stuff. Somebody said, thanks for what, but they were just like, I'm still just not believing that like all these little things can just make a difference.
I haven't
you know, okay. You go, Shannon.
I watched one of my favorite videos, and if you guys haven't watched this, it's the 1% level up. I think it's called restrictions versus level ups. That's like probably my favorite call. I shared it with almost all my clients today because I'm like, everybody needs to go watch this. But in there, Corinne says this, she says, and I wrote it down so I can remember, 1% level up every day. So that's like a bite. That's, you know, what all these little things we're talking about equals 30% over a month. And if you do that every day of the year, that's 360% that you're just a little bit better, a little bit different at the end of the year. So when you look at it like that, I think that's like, wow, that does matter, you know?
Yeah, that's like compounding interest when in a savings account. That's incredible.
Yeah, that's that math. It is math, y'all, that like, you know, with that compound effect, right? Yeah. So, okay. I'm just going to throw out a bunch of little things here real quick. Cause I got this big list that I got off Facebook. Serve less to yourself than you usually do. Just like, again, we're being the scientists, right? We're just experimenting. Like, okay, this is kind of like what I do with my oatmeal, where it's like, okay, I always eat the same amount, but what if, just for fun, and again, we can always eat more later if we get hungry, what if I just served myself a little bit less just to see? I love this example because I just think about it all the time. Like, I was at the beach a few summers ago and I had my breakfast and I was walking outside to like eat it. and I accidentally like tripped on something. And it was like this breakfast, like the same breakfast I eat every morning. You know, it was these like sweet potatoes and eggs and bacon and stuff. And like I tripped and I dumped out some of the breakfast, like, and it got in the sand. I couldn't eat it. And I was like, well, I guess I'll just eat, you know, what I got. And y'all, it like satisfied me for like a long time. So like that was kind of an accidental little experiment I did. But I want y'all to do that on purpose, where it's like, okay, I've always thought that this was enough for me. But what if maybe it was just a few less bites? And like, because I know a lot of us, this is something I've worked on too, where I get afraid of getting hungry. But when I remind myself I can always eat later if I want to, then that opens me up to all kinds of like fun experiments and stuff. So,
yeah, Coach Christy has this method that she uses. I guess in her dieting history, you know, she would eat lean cuisines, and you know, everyone's eating a lean cuisine. You open it up, and you're like, oh, there's not as much food there as I'm used to eating. And so not that you have to eat a lean cuisine, but make it like the lean cuisine portion size and just see if it's enough. So she kind of lean cuisines it as a visual representation of what she could do to make it a little bit less. Mm. I love that.
Yeah, I love that visual. Now, lean cuisines for me, I'm open to experimenting with that. But I'll tell y'all, when I think of lean cuisines, I think of like starving to death, because those things, like, they didn't have a lot of protein in them, you know, but you can experiment with that. Right. And like, see if that's really true. I mean, that was like a million years ago when I was eating this.
Yeah. It's just about adjusting, being willing to adjust your visual expectation on your plate as the new amount of enough that reflects you going to goal weight.
Yeah.
It has to change. I mean, if we're holding on to the amounts of food that we're at our current weight, we're going to keep ourselves stuck in circling the drain. We have to let the amount of food go. So it's like, you can keep your weight and keep your amount of food, or you can be obsessed and curious with little ways to eat a little bit less.
Yeah. Preach, Heather. I love
it. Am I yelling? Sorry. Yeah.
A little bit, but it's good. We sense your passion coming through.
And that's, I mean, but part of that, Heather, is like, you've got to, we've all got to kind of admit that we're wrong.
Yes.
About how much we need, you know, how much we need to eat to lose weight. And for some of us, we can have a lot of shame. I mean, and I'm talking about me, sometimes, you know, we can have a lot of shame around like, but I don't want to feel wrong. But that's the only thing that's stopping you from achieving your dreams, is just admitting that maybe you were wrong. You were mistaken about how much food you need. And then you can open yourself up to like new possibilities and achieving your dreams and just being okay. It's okay for you to be wrong. It's okay that you were just mistaken. It doesn't make you bad or shameful or dumb.
Right. There's an inner person inside of you who believed at one time she had to eat more to be safe in the world and to be okay. And so you got to have that conversation with inner you. Like, hey, I know that we did this and it worked when it worked, but now I'm ready to let it go. And we're going to be okay. I promise. I'll always listen to what you want, but we're going to just try something new. It's just that constant conversation of reassurance with inner you. That, so you guys are both in the car driving to your destination, which is goal weight.
All right, y'all. Let me throw out a few more. Smaller plate. I know that's been mentioned, and that works for a lot of you all, again, to kind of help you visualize and just help you serve a little bit less. The halftime method, you know, we talk about that in the No BS weight loss course, where you just serve yourself half you serve yourself and then you eat half and you take a little bit of time to assess your hunger. And so that can really help you kind of recalibrate your enough. And so that's just another way of just experimenting with eating a little bit less.
But even on that one, I've even told some of my clients, like, just do a fourth less. It doesn't even have to be a whole half. Just do a half, you know, move a fourth of your plate aside. And that's your, you know, that's what we're working on.
There's all kinds of, you know, of experimentation you can do with that. There's nothing says you have to do half. It can be a third. It can be a fourth. It can be, you know, just a couple of bites. You kind of scrape off, or you kind of put to the side.
Yeah.
I mean, this can even be fun, y'all. Yeah. We can have fun with this.
I love leaving some of my drink behind. Like I just did that last night. I was enjoying like a margarita. It was great. But I got to like that last quarter of it. And I just noticed like if like I kept wanting to drink it, but I was like, at this point, like I'm not even wanting anymore. Like I've enjoyed it. If I keep drinking it, it would just be to finish it. And so I just left it behind and it felt great. Like it's little things like that.
Way to win.
A couple of like alcohol tips too. Like, you know, you can do a wine spritzer and add like seltzer to your wine, or you can do the mocktails. I know that's really getting very popular, you know, if that's something. And just for me, it's like always drinking water before, during, and after, like in between each drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Glass of water really helps to like slow it down, help you be more mindful about your drinking. So I think that's a good one.
Another big one for me, like especially at parties and things like that, is I just really, this is a practice, y'all. I'm not perfect at it, but I really pay attention to, I want to be someone who sits down when they eat.
Mm-hmm.
And like my butt is touching something when I'm eating. And so that may even be like the edge of the couch. It may not be like a full on like dining room table, you know, situation, but it's just because I know that I'm paying more attention and enjoying my food. I know that I'm enjoying my food and enjoying the process, enjoying, you know, the experience more when I'm sitting and really paying attention to my food. And so that's just something that I'm always practicing, where I want to be someone who sits down when she eats.
And yeah, like, I love when that. I'm prepping food. I sometimes I say like this metaphor to my clients, like pretend you're Queen Elizabeth. Of course, now she's passed, but we get the gist of it. Like, would Queen Elizabeth ever eat off of like out of a bag? Like, no, she wouldn't. Like, why are we doing that? Why aren't we giving ourselves like the royal experience with our food and letting it serve us?
Yeah, that's a great another tip, right? Where it's like, just I don't eat out of a bag or out of a carton or container or a can of nuts or anything like that, where it's like, okay, I at least put it on a, you know, a paper towel or a plate would be even more, you know, even more royal, right? Even more mm-hmm. regal. But you deserve to have a experience with your food that is, you know, is like that. What else?
I have all this fun one. I like to make it fun too. So like, I was thinking, what are ways that we can make this not such a grind, and like, how can we make it fun? You know? And one of the ones I saw was like, eat with chopsticks. I can't eat with chopsticks. Even when we have Chinese or Japanese, I'm like terrible. But if I tried to eat with chopsticks, I would definitely slow down, you know, and be more mindful and enjoy it probably.
Someone in the Facebook group, put a picture. They had eaten with their left hand. Because that's mm-hmm. definitely a great way to practice slowing down your non-dominant hand, mm-hmm. where you just practice slowing down, practice really being more intentional about taking your bites, and it just kind of keeps your brain engaged with your meal.
And I think that's such a good thing to think about too, is like the mindfulness thing, you know, like how do we just sit there, be with the people that we're with? How do we take mm-hmm. slow bites? I have a client that uses an app that she sets a timer, and it like, she takes a bite every 20 seconds. You know, I tried to do something where I matched my husband's eating, because he's a lot slower than me. And that was really, it was challenging, but it was kind of made it a game too, you know,
idea.
Trying to think of other ways, like to be mindful. I know when I decrease my coffee drink, you know, like say my Starbucks coffee, like I had to slow down. Otherwise it was gone in like, you know, 3 more minutes. So I slowed down and like enjoyed it. And then it was plenty, you know, it was enough because I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I love that. Christy in the chat has such a great idea. She said, I tried to switch using my utensils in a European way. Fork in my left, knife in my right, and using the knife to put the food on the back of the fork. So she said, it's like stops me from shoveling the food. If you think about it, like the American way, it is like a shovel, isn't it? But the European way, it's more like a piercing thing. So you can't, you're not like getting so much food on each mouthful. I love that, Christy. Thank you for sharing.
Like, I'm thinking like you got to balance it, you know, to get it
fall
off. That's funny. You know what I'll do too, is like, do you guys have like different size spoons and forks and stuff like that? Like I'll try to use the smaller spoon, because I know my inclination, even now after all this time, will be to shovel, but at least I'm shoveling a little less, right? And the seeing the small spoon reminds me, like there's a reason I picked the small spoon. Like it's like a visual reminder too, like don't start shoveling. don't, you know, start eating like it's a race.
The old classic of like, I'm looking for the best bites, you know, or I'm just kind of like asking myself, like, have I really had enough? I mean, I know my signs of like when I've had enough. And so you can just kind of be more purposeful about kind of watching for that or listening for that kind of stuff this month. I mean, that could just be another thing where it's just like, okay, I know about these enough things. And like, I also had a note about the sigh. A lot of you all do not have the sigh. I know I have it sometimes, but I don't have it at every meal. But y'all can kind of revisit some of these common signs of enough and be like, okay, if I really slowed down and really stopped and listened, maybe I would hear some of those, but I've just been going so fast or just haven't been paying attention that I just haven't noticed them. So that could be another thing that you do. Mm-hmm. I do have to give y'all MJ's example that she wanted me to give you. It's kind of specifically related to the holidays, because I think she was talking to a member and who said, you know, like, well, like, am I not going to be able to like bake cookies with my family this year and like have like hot, you know, straight out of the oven, you know, cookies with my family. And she's like, of course, but just like plan two cookies, you know, when you bake them, and then microwave those suckers tomorrow. Like, we have microwaves. We can have nice warm, you know, melty cookies in the microwave tomorrow. So it's like, you know, really just watching, like, you know, your brain wanting to go to, well, I can't do this stuff. And it's like, yes, you can. And you can make this work and you can still have hot cookies even the next day too, if you just get a little bit more creative and really are open to a different way of doing it.
Yeah. Like, I would love to see us all like challenge us all just to hold out for that outcome that you really want and just challenge your brain to work for you to figure out a way to make that happen. Like the warm cookies, like so often I feel like we just have a habit of giving up against food. And it's like, no, like in December, like let's get in the fight there. Like let's bring the fire and like, Yesenia, you were saying use the habit tracker to track how many times you ate a little less. Well, if you wanted to take it a little further, you could actually document the thoughts that helped you to eat a little bit less and the feelings that you were feeling so that you can replicate those and have a record of like all the ways that you were able to create a result this month.
Yes. Yes. I mean, there's just so many ways, y'all. We are about out of time. I can't believe it. Well, it's time has flown. But yeah, there are just so many different ways of doing it a little bit different in December. And so just to kind of wrap up, I want to wrap up with, I was like, okay, what no BS resources have we got that maybe I will put the links to this definitely in the, actually I've got the link, so I'll put it in the chat as well. But the two little cheat sheets that I found on the website were the eating out cheat sheet, which is on our worksheets page, which is an amazing little list of tips on how to just eat out and kind of make decisions and do things a little bit different. And then from the No BS course is the managing overeating cheat sheet. And it's got a lot of the ideas we've already talked about today and probably a few more. So I will definitely put those. And so these are already written out and y'all can just carry them with you, keep them in, you know, keep a copy in your purse, take a picture of it with your phone, whatever it is, and just take that with you. And so that you can just remind yourself, or maybe when you get to the restaurant, you know, if you haven't planned or you don't, you know, this is last minute or something, you've got some ideas of how you can do it a little bit different. So Yesenia, you go and just kind of wrap us up. What's any final words, final wisdom you want to give to everybody?
Just like, I know like so many of us, again, just think like, it's not going to work. It's not good enough or whatever. And then you decide not to like try this, not to try like just leaving a bite or two behind, but you're just doing it based on an assumption. Like go ahead and decide, like, let me actually try it and see before deciding ahead of time, like, oh, like it's obviously not going to be good enough. I need to do like this other idealistic thing instead. Like, I just saw those kind of comments a little bit and I just want to challenge you, like, instead of just assuming it's not good enough, like try it and see. Like, don't just decide it's not going to work and you don't have any data to back it up. So
all right, Shannon, what have you got for us?
I just need to go back to my first thought, and that is making a decision about what, who, like, say your name and like what is she doing on December 31st? What has she been practicing? What's the one little thing she's been doing every day that gives her what she wants in her life? And then my other favorite thing is I love the yogi tea because I feel like I get a fortune teller, a fortune cookie every day. But the yogi tea has like, I don't know, I use it in place of like my dessert most nights. It's kind of like my clothes in the kitchen for the day and help me be more mindful. And I wanted to read this one to you guys because it's awesome. It says, and I just picked it today. I didn't try to pick this. Never regret your mistakes. Admire the courage it took to attempt the unknown. And I thought that was just perfect for today.
That. What kind of yogi tea are you drinking? Everybody is going to want to know.
Now, this is the mango ginger, which honestly I had never had before. So I really like it. My favorite at night is the soothing caramel. And then I also love the kava tea because it's like for stress management.
Yes, that one's really good. That's like cinnamon flavored. It's really good. It's called Yogi De-Stress, isn't it? Stress relief or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. My tip, final tip, is that eat a little less is a great opportunity for you guys to use the hell out of your accountability group. So you can use it for every single meal coming up. You can just state what your intention is. You say, okay, I'm going to have a sandwich for lunch and I'm just going to have one cookie instead of my usual two. And if I have more, I'm going to journal on it and I'm going to come back and let you guys know what I did. This requires nothing from the people in your accountability group, but it uses the space for you to be accountable to your intention. And then you practice showing up in the way that you want to in that forum.
Amazing. Amazing. Oh my gosh, y'all, this was so much fun. I think everybody got all kinds of ideas about eating a little less, doing a little bit different in December. So let's just go forth and see what you all can accomplish. See what dreams you can really move toward in December.
And post in the Facebook group using the hashtag eat a little less and let us know what you guys are doing.
Yes, absolutely. We'd love to hear all the ideas we talked about today and how they're kind of playing out. And also just any new ideas you come up with. Let's all learn from each other this month. Okay, guys. All right, guys.
Thank you, Betsy.
Love you, coaches. Love everybody. Y'all have a great day. See ya. Bye.
Bye.